Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Christian Zivago is here. I'm glad she's here, too. She's the first woman to sell machine shop tools in the United States. How about that? That's a man's territory if there ever was one. I've been around that world a little bit. She's been a revenue coach and still is, helping people put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Founded Zhivago's Partners, which is a digital marketing management firm, and she's the author of Roadmap to Revenue. She's here to talk to us about how you and I can get a little more out of the digital age than we have been in the past, with maybe not too much more effort. Christian Zhivago, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. So I was telling the audience before you got here that, you know, we've been talking about this digital thing for a long time on this show. We've all come of age with all the new stuff. I mean, when I, the day I did my show the first time, you know, most people didn't even have a modem. They didn't even have dial-up.
Yeah.
Or an email, for that matter, or a website. And so we've come of age with all the stuff on the show. And what it seems like has happened is we keep accumulating more things to do, more expectations, more marketing and customer expectations than ever before, a lot more touch points, a lot more tasks these days. And then new stuff comes along, and it just adds to it. And sometimes I think small businesses feel digitally overwhelmed. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And it's really a lot of the clients that we help are sort of deer in the headlights. They have good businesses they've built. They're very smart people. But, man, this digital stuff is just, like you said, it's overwhelming. And it's gotten worse, and things are shifting. Part of the problem is you can't just learn it, set it and forget it, and just hope that it runs. It doesn't work that way. It's just constantly changing.
Right.
So, and it's also getting so that it's even worse than you were saying, because there are more ways for customers to interact with you, and the clients that we have are the most successful are the ones who are most willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes time, and so you have to build a team underneath you, which is what I've done. I basically built a perfect marketing department that changes every 3 months. And you have to have specialists working for you underneath that allow you to be out there, that listen for you, that set all the structure and the systems, and then you pop in and do what you need to do when it's appropriate. So it's a different kind of thing than people have done in the past.
Well, that's right. And there's still millions of baby boomer business owners who came of age when you know, you didn't have to have a marketing department, a marketing expert. You didn't even, probably may not even have had a marketing budget. You would decide to advertise, or you decide to do some marketing or some branding or whatever. And you got away with it because the customers would go where you were. There was just kind of one, you know, a handful of places to find information, and they would go there. That's where they would hang out. And as long as you were there, you were golden. But now there's so many different places customers are, and they don't go those other places. They go where they want to go. Those are their expectations. And for us to be there waiting on them when they get there, and to actually be able to get them to raise their hand for us above all the noise, that just takes more, as you say, that takes more intention, it takes more discipline, it takes more staff, it takes more budgeting, more planning, and it may be rude for us, but it's our reality, isn't it?
Yeah, and even Google, I've been interviewing customers, because I interview customers all the time for clients, and what's happening is they aren't going to Google anymore for a lot, especially for service-based businesses, because they know if they say something like best insurance broker for small business, they're going to get a commercially agenda-driven message from somebody on Google. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people have told me they're not using Google for that. They're going to their friends. And their friends are often online, so that's good if you can get into. Right. There's a lot of discussion groups that people are a part of now. But customers are talking to each other, and they're completely leaving out, they're avoiding the whole pitch, the pitching environment, the calls, the emails. We've right. all gotten very good at just not being there.
And what they're sharing, what they're sharing is what you guys call earned media. And it is the holy grail, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If people will talk about you, if somebody checks in and says, I need somebody to do this, and they say, well, yeah, this is who I use, and you know, he's a 5 stars, she's great. Well, you know, that's earned media, and if you can get to that point, but you still have to show up in those places, don't you? You still have to be visible. Besides. Other people talking about you.
Yes, that's correct. And then you still need a website, all of those things that are basic, that where they come and they see who you are. But it's even, one of the things that even software companies forget, that the first place people go when they're looking for new software, especially for B2B running their business, is sites like G2 Crowd and Captera, and they see what other people are saying about you. And I don't know how many people listening don't buy a product on Amazon unless there's at least a few reviews. Mm-hmm. It's like that with everything now. People are not even paying attention to what the company owners and their people are saying about themselves. They're just ignoring that.
It's the new word of mouth, folks. Customer media, customer input like that is. It's the new word of mouth, and the old word of mouth was, the definition of word of mouth is, I like you, I'll tell somebody, I don't like you, I'll tell 10 somebodies. But today, you have to put those numbers in by the millions, right, not just by ones or twos.
Yeah, and it's very competitive. I mean, when I started out in the business years ago, you could do everything correctly, and you basically took care of your customers, you would win.
Yep.
If the word would get out, you'd be able to. Now, if you don't do all of these things that need to be done, keep the channels open, interact with your customers, be there, have chat on your site, you can lose them. You'll be outclassed.
One of the big takeaways from what Chris just told us, folks, is if this isn't second nature to you, you need to have somebody working with you for you who it is second nature to. Otherwise, you're not going to make it. Quick break, 20 after, right back with Christy Zavago. Her book is called Roadmap.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.